Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,173. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, T-Ted Smith, and my cock, Montgomery! And you are in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the wildest foods at all NFL stadiums. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a bedroom shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
All right, here we go. Florida man wearing an ankle monitor at Walmart decides to try and kidnap someone. Meanwhile, a man who huffed 500 laughing gas balloons a week is no longer having fun. Michigan man wins free wings for a year after chugging a jug of ranch dip. A four-year-old calls 911 with Alexa when her mom begins to slip. And a student invention will make you hate vacuuming even more. But it's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big...
Good Lord, man.
Well, you guys are fired up today. I'm fired up. I'm spinning it.
You know what? That's fair. A little fired up today. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel.
Yeah. See?
Now you know. So you got to do it twice to nail it once. Come on.
Practice makes perfect.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought a black tie event was a Tiger Woods party and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go. I'm Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,173. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes celebrating the kickoff of the NFL season tonight.
Yeah.
With some of the wildest foods at NFL stadiums. Wow. I guess a lot of these have to do with the region and what the specialties are in the area.
It is. And I feel like baseball really goes crazy, but, you know, football's getting in on the action.
There. Well, typically, baseball seemed to be more involved. Minor league baseball, as far as
minor league, they just go nuts, yeah. Which I like.
Right. And in Seattle, well, we have the luxury of, some higher-end foods.
For sure. For sure.
Especially with baseball. You go to the baseball game, you can get just about anything.
Well, people rolling down with sushi, you know. But baseball lends itself to it.
You should be able to sit down and eat dinner at a baseball game. Where it seems to me like in football sometimes, unless you're tailgating or you get early, you're kind of just grabbing something that you can quickly take back to your seat because once the game starts, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and football's just more intense. Look, there's a lot of sitting around, right?
Sure.
But also I feel like with baseball, like just the pace of the game, you're more likely to sit there and eat a few more things.
Yeah, chat more.
Right, I don't know, get something like nachos or something, whereas like I feel like at a football game I'm like hammering down a hot dog and a beer or a pretzel and a beer.
Eat fast, yeah.
And typically if you see something like someone sitting beside you and you say, "Hey man, where did you get that?" and they'll point all the way over across the stadium and say, "It's going to take you about 20 minutes to get there."
That's when you say, "Nope."
Yeah, but it looks like it was worth a walk.
I spent 25 minutes one time finding freaking Dippin' Dots. For the kids at a Mariners game, my daughter's like, "I just really want Dippin' Dots." And it was a hot day. I'm like, "Sure, no problem, man." It turns out where we were seated in the stadium, the Dippin' Dots, the first place I could get Dippin' Dots was exactly on the other side.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm already irritated. I finally get back to the seat. What does my daughter say to me? She say, "Thank you, Dad." She says, "No, what took you so long?" So I explained it to her. I'm like, "You want more goddamn Dippin' Dots? You're doing it yourself."
Okay. Can you get a Seattle dog at Lumen Field? Can you get a Seattle dog at T-Mobile Park?
Yes. I mean, you could get outside the stadiums for sure.
Right. I know that.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there a stand that sells inside?
No, not inside. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's called the Mariner dog, right? But it's not the Seattle dog.
You know what? There is one place that has local dogs and brats. And they say they have a Seattle dog at the stadium.
Okay.
So if you're heading to see the Seahawks game, just know that that is the case. What else do we have for you today? Some updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. We will bring you those. Another programming note for you. We've been telling you to buy those 4-packs of Halloween Hullabaloo tickets.
Yes.
They sold out.
Yeah. Well, apparently you listened.
So if you're trying to grab a ticket, please head to KISW.com for the show Sunday, October 13th at the Showwear Center with Hailstorm and Godsmack. Hopefully you'll still be able to get in and find yourself a ticket or two. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And so far, our biggest dummy has been Pam. It took her 13 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play the game known as Big Dummy, like to do a little Men's Room poll. The last time we asked you to pick from one of the following four options. You could either be attacked by a dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
As we read the story off the coast of Japan, where one dolphin just this year alone is responsible for 28 attacks.
Yep.
They believe it is the same dolphin. One person in particular, broken ribs, a lot of puncture wounds. Every single person who was attacked, the dolphin was trying to drag them out to the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's a freaking psychopath.
And you got to remember, dolphins can weigh 500 to 600 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So that was option number one. The next option, you could take a civilian space flight. As it's been announced, that the first ever all-civilian crew will be going up into orbit. You said, Steve, that they're doing some interesting stuff as far as just like what, going through some heat shields or?
The radiation belt, as it were. So the farther out you go in Earth's orbit, there's a big band of radiation. So typically, you try to keep people out of there because it's radiation. So on this particular flight, one of the things they're experimenting with is not so much the ship itself, but the new spacesuits they're wearing.
Okay. All right.
So basically what you're telling
them is, doing a spacewalk and everything else.
We're going to send you to this heavy radiation area to find out if our suits work. No, thank you.
Yeah. Also, naked in a museum, I believe it was France. They have opened up one night, either every month or whatever the deal is, but they're based on the naturalism of the display. They are allowing some people to go in there one day a week and tour the museum completely all natural.
Not completely naked. You have to have shoes.
Exactly. And finally, of course, you're going to be stuck in space.
Yeah.
Like the two astronauts who are still waiting to get down.
It's still a thing, Mike. They're still there.
So those were options from last week. Here's how things shook down. If you vote, as we put the poll up on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. Coming in at fourth place at 11%. You picked to be stuck in space.
All right.
Now, that was third or second last week.
Correct.
I cannot remember. It has fallen to fourth place at 11%. Coming in barely above that number at 12% in third place, you said, I'll take being attacked by a dolphin. 27% of you in second place said, I'll take the civilian space flight. Number one, 50%, over half said, you know what? I'll just be naked at the museum and I'll walk around with the other 250 people for the 2-hour tour or whatever.
I'm sure that'll be quite the sight to see.
Okay. Speaking of sight, we're going to get into the census today on the men's room poll. We're not going to go to sight, but we have a few other things that you will choose from. Pick one. The first option is that you will lose your sense of taste.
All right.
This is called agoisia. And agoisia is a complete loss of your sense of taste. The condition makes it impossible to detect taste, sweet, sour, salty, or bitter. And they also threw in umami. I have no idea why, but part of the...
That now qualifies as one of the taste senses. Now,
yes. They say your sense of taste involves lots of parts, including your taste buds, nerves that carry taste signals to your brain. Either way, only about 1 out of 1,000 people have this condition with a complete loss of taste. It can't affect anyone. Most common in people who are 50 years of age or older. Do you guys know the biggest problem, they say, with losing your sense of taste? What is the biggest problem that can occur?
I don't know. Food poisoning?
Not exactly, but close. Basically, you cannot distinguish anything. So, if you taste a bad oyster, right, you might be able to get the feel of it, but you don't know it's bad. If your fish smells rotten, mm-hmm, if your milk is rotten, if your meat is going bad, if your chicken is going bad, you might not be able to tell that you're eating something that you should not be eating. Where most people who have taste buds, they know right away, this does not taste right. It can take the joy out of eating, so they do say you will eat less. But the condition can keep you from detecting the harmful flavors you should avoid.
I'd also think it would help you eat better.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't eat mostly healthy foods because I think they taste like vegetables. Mm-hmm. Right? But like, if I couldn't taste beets, sure, I'll eat a pizza.
Well, they taste no different than a pizza other than the texture. So the problem with losing your taste is, if you love food, and I love food, the sweetness at nights with a salty snack, the taste of your dinner, how you season your food, what you just enjoy, you're not going to be able to taste anything.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes food's good, you just eat it even though you're not hungry.
Right, because it tastes good.
You wouldn't do that.
Yep. Nope. Next up.
I imagine those chips in my house, they'd be like, this is great. We could survive longer than a weekend.
Well, the texture might be good, but the flavor is not there.
Right.
Okay. So option number two, you would lose your sense of touch. They call this hypoethasia, total partial loss of sensation in the body, sometimes accompanied by pins and needles and tingling. In addition to losing a sense of pain, you lose your sense of temperature body-wise. So if you are running a fever, you don't necessarily know it, which is interesting that those two are, they correlate. You cannot touch, you do not feel anything when you touch it. You may not feel the position of the numb part of your body. In general, oftentimes a result from an injury or irritation of a nerve. The damage can result from trauma, a fall, metabolic abnormalities, compression in your back that causes swelling. You get the idea. You just can't feel anything.
Right.
That kind of takes sex off the table, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely.
You'd still like to look at someone naked.
Sure.
But, I mean, would you even masturbate?
I mean, if you could stand to perform, like, you'd be a sex god, mm-hmm, but...
I can keep going.
Right. Yep. Like, it's not doing anything for me.
God, that would suck.
Yes.
It'd be awful.
Yeah.
Option three, you would lose your ability to smell. Anosmia. Anosmia It is the full loss of smell. It can be temporary or permanent. Most of the times when people have it, it can be permanent. You partially or completely lose your sense of smell when the mucous membranes in your nose are irritated or obstructed. The sense of smell, they say, is important to overall health and nutrition, since diminished sensations can lead to poor appetite and malnutrition. An altered sense of smell may pose other health-related problems. People may accidentally consume soured or rancid foods they are unable to detect odors that signal spoilage, much like losing your sense of taste. Those with the problem may also be unaware when they are breathing in toxic, polluted, or smoke-filled air. Correct. Although rare, some people are born without the sense of smell. It is a not often condition. This occurs when either it is inherited, genetic disorder, or abnormal development of the olfactory system. So, option number three, you lose your sense of smell.
Which I believe would also affect, to a degree, your sense of taste.
Absolutely.
I feel like taste and smell go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And your fourth option this week on our men's room poll, you are stuck in space. As they
stuck
say,
in space.
They're still there.
We have an update, though. I mean, we're trying
to have an update.
Give you that. It's still an option. They are still there.
They are still there. Yeah.
We want them to know when they come back down to Earth that we were still thinking about them, and we still remember that they were up there stuck in space.
I get the feeling if we interviewed them when they landed, they'd be like, pick the dolphin attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Just, you don't want this.
Check this one out. A Space Force officer will command a mission later this month to safely bring home two astronauts who have been unexpectedly stuck above the International Space Station, marking the first time a Guardian will launch into space for such a high-profile operation. Now, keep in mind, they say in the release, this will be sent to safely bring home two astronauts. Like anything else?
Right.
Any mission could have its problems. Colonel Nick Haig, he is an active-duty Space Force Guardian. He will be joined by cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov.
Is potato.
Aboard the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft for the NASA Crew 9 mission. Now, originally, Haig and Gorbunov were supposed to be joined by two other astronauts. They were supposed to go up there as a foursome. But they need the space to bring back the two astronauts because of the Boeing Starliner spacecraft, which have left Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams stuck for months longer than anticipated.
In space!
So, Haig and Gorbunov will launch no earlier than September 24th.
No earlier than?
So
so this sped up. All right, so these guys are going to be, because originally it was, what, the February timeline?
Their time up there is now going to be extended. The return date still looks to be roughly the same. They are going up earlier for whatever reason that needs to be done.
How annoying is that? Right? So just think about it. You know, we're trapped. I don't know. It's like a mountain rescue, all right? We have been trapped on this mountain forever. The rescuers show up and they're like, oh, no, look, we'll fly you back home, but we got to chop down some trees and some other things first.
By the way, the Crew 9 mission will mark the first time in history that a Space Force Guardian has launched into space. This is also
putting the space in Space Force.
Boeing Starliner launched June 5th with Williams and Wilmore on board at a mission slated to last only 8 days. But mechanical issues with the spacecraft and concerns over whether it could return the duo safely have left them aboard the International Space Station for around 3 months. NASA hopes to bring the unmanned Starliner back to Earth soon as this upcoming weekend. This is what will be interesting to see.
If this thing comes back safely?
Does this thing come back safely? And do these two go, oh, man.
I mean, if it does, aren't you pissed?
And if it doesn't, don't you go, oh, thank God. So either way, your four choices. You can lose your sense of taste. You can lose touch and feeling. Again, back to sex. You can lose your sense of smell, or
back to sex.
You can be stuck in space.
Back to sex.
So there are your options. I don't think I could ever do losing my taste buds. That would really, I mean, yes, I would lose weight more than likely. Yes, I would probably eat healthier. All probably good things, but to not have a sense of taste.
But you want to enjoy it, man. I mean, that's...
I woke up this morning, I was digging through my freezer, trying to figure out what I was going to make tonight for this football game when we get home.
Right.
I mean, that was my first item up for bid.
Yep.
Because most of my stuff is frozen, so if I have something I want to take out, hamburger, steak, whatever the deal is, I need to make sure I do that in the morning, and it's just a regimen of mine.
Sure.
Because, man, dinner, I love breakfast,
But dinner is my jam, man. I love going home, just sitting down, having a good dinner, watching some television, calling it a day.
Yeah. Me, I think I definitely miss peanut butter and jelly and cinnamon toast crunch. You know what, man? I'm staying in space again.
You're going to be stuck in space.
Stuck in space.
I don't want to lose touch or feeling for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Because you basically lost your sense of gratification, so to speak. Also, you can't really feel anything, which I think would be very dangerous if you have your hands on the wheel of a car and you can't feel that they're there.
Yeah.
So those types of things, I think you would need to think about it, would be problematic.
How many times you burned yourself, cut yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Obviously, losing taste would suck the most, but it'd probably be better.
But when you lose your sense of smell, as Mike was saying, you also still lose some of your ability to taste.
You know what? I didn't think I'd pick one till they were home, but I guess get me stuck in space.
Oh, you're coming up to space now.
Stuck in space.
All right.
Honestly, I'm probably going to go with taste. It's going to suck, but I've also been told that my taste buds are muted, quote.
Why is that? No. What do you mean?
Members, beef and broccoli?
Exactly.
Well, I know, but I mean, that was 10 years ago.
I mean, I do enjoy the taste of some foods, but I find that what I like most about eating is more texture than anything. So as long as I can still have the sensation of texture, I'll still get by. I will probably eat healthier things. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun at all. I don't actually want it, but I think out of those choices, it would probably be the best for me.
Okay. So as far as stuck in space, do you guys, if they launch that, basically what happens to happen is this. The capsule that they went up in is still docked at the International Space Station. Just based on the fact they've been trying to figure out one way or another if they can repair the thrusters, if they can get the hydrogen leak or whatever was going on, helium fixed. Whatever the problem, they have been working on this.
They have been.
Because they wanted to try to see if it was a safe option to return the astronauts.
But they said they're struggling because they can't recreate the vacuum of space. Because it behaves a lot different there than it does on Earth. So they said all these experiments we're doing now, it's not that they're entirely worthless, but we can't get an accurate read on this. This is not the condition that these things are.
And if one thruster does not work, there is a possibility that
you're going to die.
It's not going to enter orbit. Or there's a question of, will it be able to withstand the heat shield when it goes through all those things?
That's a very comforting question.
So this weekend, if this does happen, do you guys believe the Starliner? The Starliner. Do you believe that it will return to Earth safely? What's the side bet on that thing making it?
I think there's a difference in what we're asking, though. Will it make it back safely? I believe that it will. Do I believe that it would make it back safely with two astronauts in it? I do not. So, in other words, if it doesn't hit exactly the right trajectory and this thing slams into the ground, like, you might be able to salvage the vehicle, but if people were in that thing when it hits the ground...
This is not a water landing, right? This is a desert landing, I believe, in, like, New Mexico or Arizona.
I'm not sure. I think I would aim for the water, guys. I mean, no offense, but, like, maybe try to get a splash down.
What happens... It depends on what the capsule is capable of doing. It might not be designed to land in the water.
Even for what they designed it, it's not doing great, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, all right.
My opinion is like, bro, just aim for the ocean.
So our men's room poll, you get to pick one. Will you lose your taste, lose your touch, lose your smell, or be stuck in space? We'll come back and play the game known as Big Dummy next.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Way to go, the game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK. Speaking of, Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Pat. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Hola, bichola.
Hola. Pat, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober. Just got off work.
Okay, Pat, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, pick one. Are you going to lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space?
I'm going with taste.
Taste? Okay.
Yeah, I got to lose a few pounds. I'm going with taste.
That'll definitely do it.
What food would you miss the most?
Probably curry.
Oh.
Like Indian curry.
Damn, all right. Then you like flavor, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Curry Pat, here is your question. Now, we know that a male cat is called a Tom. What is a female cat called?
Jane.
Jane.
Tom? Is it a kitty?
No. It's either a queen or a Molly.
Oh.
So your cat's name correct?
Molly, I feel like I knew that.
My dog's name is Molly.
Jesus, sorry.
The cat is Rainbow Janet Hill. Put some respect on that, Ted.
Yeah.
My apologies to you and your daughter.
The dog goes to festivals.
Yeah. All right, your question.
Jesus Christ. His dog is not allowed.
No.
That, I mean, she is so friendly, but she would scare the
crap. Her name is Molly.
She would scare the crap out of people.
She would annoy the piss out of
me. I mean, can you imagine losing the dog at a festival? Come here, Molly.
I would get hooked up real quick.
Molly! Yeah, five dudes just rushing.
Yeah, I know. Here you go, man. All right, your question. How many chromosomes does the average human have?
23.
I know where you went wrong on this. We have 46. We have 23 pairs of chromosomes.
Okay.
The 46.
Oh, that's right. Son of a...
Nah, you're tracking, man.
That was a good guess, man.
Real quick, can I give a shout-out to a couple people listening?
Do they have phones?
What's that?
Do they have phones?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll call them.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead. Give them a shout.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Wait, really? Brooke and Jesse. What's up, guys?
Now, wait. Is that two different Brooks, or did you just say Brooke's name twice?
No, Brooke and Jesse. One Brooke, one Jesse.
But you said Brooke, and Jesse, so obviously you like Brooke more than Jesse, because her name is worth saying twice. That's all I'm saying. Jesse, I feel bad for you, man.
That might be slightly true, but it's okay.
I feel like Brooke's a solid name.
Brooke for a dude or a girl?
Yeah. Girl.
Okay, that's why you said it twice. Brooke, okay, all right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the Brooke I know, man. She's awesome.
So Brooke and Jesse.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. All right, here's your question. What company coined the phrase, quote, a diamond is forever?
A diamond. Zales.
De Beers?
Yep.
De Beers.
It's like probably the favorite in Chicago.
Beers.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Way to go. The game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK. Speaking of, Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Pat. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Pat, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober. Just got off work.
Okay, Pat, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, pick one.
Thank you.
Are you going to lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space?
I'm going with taste.
Taste? Okay.
Yeah, I got to lose a few pounds. I'm going with taste.
That'll definitely do it.
What food would you miss the most?
Probably curry.
Oh.
Like Indian curry.
Damn, all right. Then you like flavor, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Curry Pat, here is your question. Now, we know that a male cat is called a Tom. What is a female cat called?
Jane.
Jane.
Tom? Is it a kitty?
No. It's either a queen or a Molly.
Oh.
So your cat's name correct?
Molly, I feel like I knew that.
My dog's name is Molly.
Jesus, sorry.
The cat is Rainbow Janet Hill. Put some respect on that, Ted.
Yeah.
My apologies to you and your daughter.
The dog goes to festivals.
Yeah. All right, your question.
Jesus Christ. His dog is not allowed.
No.
That, I mean, she is so friendly, but she would scare the
crap. Her name is Molly.
She would scare the crap out of people.
She would annoy the piss out of
me. I mean, can you imagine losing the dog at a festival? Come here, Molly.
I would get hooked up real
Molly,
quick.
Molly! Yeah, five dudes just rushing.
Yeah, I know. Here you go, man. All right, your question. How many chromosomes does the average human have?
23.
I know where you went wrong on this. We have 46. We have 23 pairs of chromosomes.
Okay.
The 46.
Oh, that's right. Son of a...
Nah, you're tracking, man.
That was a good guess, man.
Real quick, can I give a shout-out to a couple people listening?
Do they have phones?
What's that?
Do they have phones?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call them.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead, give them a shout.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Wait, really? Yeah. Brooke and Jesse. What's up, guys?
Now, wait. Is that two different Brooks, or did you just say Brooke's name twice?
No, Brooke and Jesse. One Brooke, one Jesse.
But you said Brooke, and Jesse, so obviously you like Brooke more than Jesse, because her name is worth saying twice. That's all I'm saying. Jesse, I feel bad for you, man.
That might be slightly true, but it's okay.
I feel like Brooke's a solid name.
Brooke for a dude or a girl?
Yeah. Girl.
Okay, that's why you said it twice. Brooke, okay,
all right, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, the Brooke I know, man, she's awesome.
So Brooke and Jesse.
Yeah, this
Brooke's
pretty cool.
Pretty cool. All right, here's your question. What company coined the phrase, quote, a diamond is forever?
A
diamond. Zales.
De Beers?
Yep.
De Beers.
They're probably the favorite in Chicago.
De Beers. Man, I'm from the Midwest. I should have known that.
Yeah.
De Beers. All right, your question. What is the lightest element on the periodic table?
Hydrogen.
Got it.
Well done.
Nice job.
Yes, indeed.
Game is picked up, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Iris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Iris, are you sober or not sober?
I'm currently sober, but I just cracked open a men's room IPA.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Iris.
Okay, pick one on the poll. Will you lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space?
Well, they all suck, but I'd say lose taste.
Taste. Okay, well, good times ahead.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You finally hooked me up.
That's right.
Quit complaining about it. All right, Iris, here's your question. Doesn't matter. I didn't shower for 3 days.
Yeah, so. Hey.
All right, your question. In the movie Christmas Vacation, what does Aunt Bethany recite when asked to say a blessing?
I have never seen that movie.
What?
The original Vacation?
The original one. Yeah, I've never seen it.
How old are you?
40.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I mean, I'm 43, but I mean, I love that movie.
Yeah.
What did she read? I don't know. The Lord's Prayer? I don't know.
No, when asked to do a blessing, she recited the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ah, now I know.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
Only best.
Just fine on the tune.
All right, Iris, your question. How many bones?
Mike, this might predate you. There was definitely a 10-year period where Miles and I would just throw in vacation quotes.
Yeah.
Like, Ben would get mad. He's like, nobody's getting the jokes.
I don't know how they call this hamburger helper.
Yeah.
That was just fine on its own, I think, right?
Just could. If somebody's named Clark, we'd get one in.
Oh, yeah. Daddy says I do best.
All right, Iris, your question. How many bones are there in the human body?
206.
Boom! Iris, how did you know that?
I don't know. My head is just full of random facts, and that was one of them.
Okay.
All right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Paul, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Paul. All right, Paul. Men's room poll, pick one. Lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space.
We'll go with smell.
Smell. Okay. Hey, fart all you want.
You got a wife and kid, you know, they can test it.
If I had high school kids playing sports, yes.
Yeah, then you want to lose your sense of smell. That is for sure.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I'm so glad my son plays so many sports. And you open his bedroom door and you're like, my God, man, what is happening?
You smelled like that too.
Oh, I know I did.
Without sports.
Without sports, yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough, but at least I can only speak for myself. You being a fat kid doing 2 days. Like, it's not just that your practice stuff, like, the pads reek.
Right.
Everything reeks.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. What is the capital of Turkey?
It's Bolistan.
We had this last week.
Pretty sure you just made the place up. Ankara.
Ankara. Yeah, we had the same one. You do that. Is this your new Frankfort, Kentucky?
It's my new Frankfort, Kentucky.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, you tell people, but for whatever reason, no one remembers.
Who's going to Turkey?
I don't know.
Well, I guess who's going to Kentucky?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's, given the choice, I'd probably pick Turkey.
I'm going to go to the Turkish Derby.
What is the Turkish Derby?
Well, it's a, the Derby would be a reason to go to Kentucky, so maybe I'll go to the one
the
in
Turkish Derby.
Yeah, Turkish Turkeys.
Yeah.
Turkey Derby?
Turkey Derby. Turkey Derby.
You say something's Turkish. I just, food-wise, I'm like, I'm in.
Smells good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, your question, multiple choice. What is the only body cell with no nucleus? Skin cells, nerve cells, white blood cells, or red blood cells?
White blood cells.
I'll say skin.
Red blood cells.
Oh.
Nucleus free. It's a brag point, Mike. All right, your question. In what video game did Mario get his start?
Super Mario.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
All right.
That was a great game.
Still is.
I love Donkey Kong, man.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bad sex move.
It was a great game.
I hit it with the old
Donkey
Kong.
It's a dumb idea, but it was a great game.
Most video, well, not the new ones now, but most of the old video games were very stupid. Frogger, stupid, but fun to play.
Oh, that game's awesome.
But dumb.
Awesome.
Is awesome the word? Awesome.
Yes, because there were like alligators or turtles.
You're in awe of that game, Miles?
I thought it was the, yes, just based on the principle of the game. It was like a reverse Tetris. You're just going forward.
If they released it today, would you be in awe of that game, Miles?
Well, at the time, it was an awesome game.
Sure.
Oh, you have no idea how...
Well, so was a rubber tire.
But
I like Paperboy.
Our graphics were so just remedial.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. That was actually a very well-made game.
Right. Yeah, Paperboy was great. I mean, I wouldn't say it's awesome now.
Pitfall was awesome.
Pitfall was awesome.
Pitfall was awesome.
All right, Paul, your question. Lindsey Buckingham is the lead guitarist of what band?
Oh, wow. Twisted Sister?
Twisted so Sister. Close. Fleetwood Mac.
What's up with that?
Ooh, wee.
I swear to God, that's how I know him. I did not know he was in Fleetwood Mac. And then when they started doing that sketch, he was always there.
Yeah.
Like somebody playing him, and I'm like, Lindsey Buckingham, all right.
Well, people talk about, okay, NFL kicks off tonight.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, she always writes songs about her exes.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Buckingham had to play the guitar parts that Stevie Nicks sang about hating him and breaking up with him on stage every night for his entire life. And there were six of those songs. They were all about Lindsey being an ass. But he had all the guitar parts, so he just sat there and took it.
All right, well, what's worse? For him or Joe Perry from Aerosmith, all right? So Steven Tyler writes a song. What is it?
Wasn't Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Sweet Emotion.
Sweet Emotion.
And Steven Tyler wrote Sweet Emotion about Joe Perry's girlfriend because Steven Tyler did not like her, all right? So when you listen to the lyrics, sweet talking mama with a face like a gent. I mean...
Said my get up and go.
Must have got him. But so if I'm Joe Perry, like, hey, man, I'm dating this broad. She said she looks like a dude.
Perry did not understand it.
Yeah, probably. Does she look like a gent?
This is right.
Yeah. All right, Paul, your question. The Pythagorean theorem applies to what kind of triangle?
What kind of triangle?
Mm-hmm.
Obtuse.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
I'm not good at math.
About the type of triangle.
I've got that.
A right triangle?
A right triangle.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Question six, Paul.
All right, Paul. Question number six. Grits are typically made from what grain?
Oats.
Corn. Question seven.
Corn, yeah.
That's why you put butt on it.
What was the answer?
Corn.
Corn.
Yes. Made by Jonathan Davis himself.
Did you ever put sugar or salt?
I did sugar once. I did not like it so much.
Cheese. I was going to say, cheese grits with some hot sauce is pretty top-notch.
Waffle House.
And shrimp and grits is...
Well, shrimp and grits, yeah.
My God. All right, your question. What color is the Live Strong bracelet?
Can you repeat that?
What color is the Live Strong bracelet?
Or you're insulting somebody in the 20s.
Yeah. What is... red?
Yellow.
Yellow. The Lance Armstrong bracelet.
yep. Your yellow belly.
I just remember the movie Babe. They're like, oh, Matt Adams, he's out of shape and old, and he's like, you're all yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, yellow. You're right. That was like a big, seems like cowboy movies.
Yeah.
They used that a lot.
Why was I thinking red belly?
You know, honestly, I don't know how to answer that for you, Paul. Why were you thinking red belly?
I don't know.
Just get that checked out.
Sounds like a great dish.
What, red belly?
Red belly.
I would try it. Hell yeah. Well, it depends. If it's like a southern dish, I would try it.
Get a red belly platter.
Come down here and try some of that red belly. All right. All right, your question. The Globe Theater was the playhouse for what writer?
Oh, Paul, come on.
Is he an old Shakespeare?
Oh, there you go. Nice job.
Very well done. You know, Shakespeare ended up burning down the Globe Theater.
Didn't accident. They try to either recreate that or build it again, like a replica of it?
They had to. He, I want to say, it's like Henry VIII or whatever play, but in this particular production, they used real cannons. And so they fired these cannons, and apparently it hit the theater and burned the place to the ground. Yeah, kind of an oops.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
David, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. David, could you get the chloroform rag off your face? All right, our men's room poll, pick one. Lose your taste, lose your sense of touch, smell, or be stuck in space?
Stuck in space.
Okay, look at that. Look at the space.
Space.
Well, at least we won't have to communicate, so no one can understand.
Sorry, I think that's
the problem. I don't understand. I feel like I'm at the drive-thru. Huh? All right, David, here's your question. I'm only asking this question because I love this question. What classic novel ends with Rose of Sharon breastfeeding a starving hobo? And it does not get better than that.
Romeo and Juliet.
What's that?
Romeo and Juliet.
And you saw the X-rated version of that. That would be Grapes of Wrath. That's right. She's breastfeeding a starving hobo.
Yeah.
David, you have a Campbell's soup can and a string contacting us. What kind of phone do you have?
Vortex J24.
Vortex.
Cortex. Okay.
Vortex.
Vortex.
He's in a vortex, dude.
That's a vortex.
All right, David. All right, David, you got a 1 in 7 chance on this. Which continent's international calling code is 61?
Asia.
What was that?
Asia.
I'll say Antarctica.
Australia.
Yeah. All right, 61, mate.
All right, David, your question.
Kangaroo, should have told you.
How many astronauts manned each Apollo flight? How many astronauts manned each Apollo flight?
Two.
Three.
Did they rub the stump before they took off?
All right, your question.
I would have.
The Red Sea separates which two continents? The Red Sea.
Excuse me, what's the question again?
The Red Sea separates which two continents?
Europe and Asia.
Close. Africa and Asia.
Question 5.
See, Moses was leading the Hebrews out of Egypt, which is in Africa, so right. I figured you'd put that one in there at least.
All right, your question. How many feet separate the bases in a regulation-sized baseball field?
61.
Oh,
61?
Come on, 90 feet.
90 feet. He got it.
No. I guess he got it wrong first.
Got it wrong first, yeah.
Well, if he'd said 60 feet, 6 inches, it would have been like, all right, that's the mound. He made a mistake.
Yeah.
I feel like David might be just munching on a delicious peanut butter and banana sandwich. Mm-hmm.
A lot of it. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. In what state would you find Myrtle Beach?
North Carolina.
I guess.
David, you're right there, brother.
South Carolina.
So close.
But you know what? Technically, it's on the border. If you,
you know.
Suburbs.
All right, David.
It's also like, he's right there.
A kamikaze cocktail contains vodka, triple sec, and what fruit juice?
Midori rum. I don't know.
Fruit juice.
Oh, fruit juice?
Yes.
Dragon fruit.
That's the natural guess. But lime.
Do you drink... What? Do you drink dragon fruit?
I want to go to the bar he's going to. They have dragon fruit cocktails.
Where do you get dragon fruit? Where?
I don't know.
I still don't understand what you're saying. Where do you buy dragon fruit? I mean, to drink. I'd be curious to try it.
I think it was in a vodka.
Oh, he's right. Walmart sells it.
Okay. Dragon fruit, organic dragon fruit juice.
Oh. Walmart.
I'll get on that.
That's why I go to Walmart. Like, where's your dragon fruit? All right, your question. What organ is responsible for creating urine?
Your bladder?
Dad.
Come on, Mike.
Kidneys, right?
Kidneys, yes.
All right, question number 9.
All right, question number 9. What is the capital of New Jersey?
New York?
Trenton.
Hey, David, we have a texter who's worried about you. He wonders if you're tied up.
No.
Okay.
Nice one.
All right, your question. What does the Roman numeral C represent? How much?
50.
Question 10.
You ever heard of a C note?
100, right?
Yeah.
100.
I'll be dead honest with you, Mike. I did not know that's why we called them C notes till right now when you said that.
You're welcome,
oh, really?
Sir.
Yeah.
I mean, I was calling Benji's.
Oh.
After the dog.
They just had a little time. Right.
All right. Your question.
I love those movies.
Which baseball player was nicknamed the Bambino?
Babe
Ruth. Okay. Oh.
Found his wheel out.
All right. Yes. Jeez.
Boomer. Yes.
His favorite player growing up.
I'm all banged up on dragon fruit and gin again.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could buy that.
I'm with you. He's right. Yeah.
I believe him now.
You can. I just don't know how that was top of mind. Oh, you mean a fruit juice for my cocktail? Dragon fruit. You skip over lemon, lime, orange, cranberry, like all your standards. Go straight to dragon fruit.
Real quick. Everybody has those. I have a couple friends. They love making cocktails, right?
Sure.
I'm going to do that next time.
What, dragon fruit?
Like, do you have any dragon fruit by any chance?
You guys want to ride the gin dragon?
More Big Time coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.